Well, happy Mother's Day to all you ladies out there this morning. Our scripture text is taken from the Gospel according to Mark. Mark chapter 1, verses 30 and 31 will serve as our text this morning. Mark chapter 1, verses 30 and 31. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick with a fever, and they told him about her at once. So he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she served them. Now this is Simon Peter, that is the Apostle Peter's wife's mother who lay sick. We have this miracle also recorded in the other two synoptic gospels, in Matthew as well as Luke. Peter was married. This is what the Bible says. And any church tradition which teaches otherwise must be set aside on this matter. In the Greek, the sense of the text is this, that she had been sick for some time and that she was burning up with a fever. This was no 98.8. This was like a 106 kind of a fever. The Greek has it, she was burning up with a fever. Her son-in-law, Peter, and his friends summon the great physician, Jesus Christ, to effect a cure which he graciously performs. In the sermon proper this morning, we want to look at the conduct of everyone involved in our narrative, for it is instructive for us. First, Simon Peter was concerned for his mother-in-law's physical well-being. Secondly, Simon Peter did not delay in calling Jesus to come to her aid. Third, Simon Peter's wife's mother had a heart to serve. And finally, we're going to close with the gracious response of the Lord Jesus Christ in this situation to the request. Simon Peter was concerned for his mother-in-law's physical well-being. They told him about her at once. Simon Peter and Andrew and the disciples were quite concerned that a mother in Israel lay sick. And so they brought their case to the great physician. There was much ministry to be done, but Simon had his priorities straight. His ministry begins at home. But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Even unbelievers care for their earthly parents. How much more so, then, ought the Christian to care for his or her earthly mother? The context of that text that I just quoted out of the first epistle to Timothy is the support of aging parents materially. See, they didn't have Social Security in those days or any such government programs. In Israel, the care of aging parents would fall upon the children. It would be understood that the children ought to do this, and it's even commanded in many places. Surely we can apply this scripture to caring not only for mom's material needs, you know, making sure she's got food in her cupboard and medicine in the medicine cabinet that she might need to deal with her various maladies. But also we can apply the scripture to caring for her spiritual needs as well. Sharing the gospel, praying for her. What a shame it is that so many Christians neglect praying for their earthly mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother on a daily basis, but yet pray for so many strangers, even strangers they don't even know, abroad. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't pray for all of these people, but what I am saying is that we shouldn't neglect mom. The commandment says, honor your father and your mother, period. The commandment stops there. It doesn't say honor your father and your mother if you like what your mother is doing. It doesn't say honor your father and your mother if you think she's a good mother. No stipulations on the command. Honor your father and your mother, period. And what the Lord has said, he has said. Since Peter and his wife were united in the covenant of marriage, they're one flesh. Right? When husband and wife, when man and woman come together, they become one flesh. So his mother became her mother. And his wife's mother became his mother by virtue of that union. Simon Peter doesn't neglect to give his mother-in-law the honor, even the same honor that was due his very own mother. For Scripture does not make a distinction in this matter. We can apply the commandment still more broadly, of course, to our grandmothers, our great-grandmothers as well. Perhaps you've been blessed in that your mother, your grandmother, or your great-grandmother is still alive today. See, I was blessed yesterday. I could go see my mother. And were it not for a particular sickness, where for medical reasons it was recommended that it not be so, I would have been able to visit my grandmother as well. And this thing I certainly intend to make right this week. God bless them both, because I can go to a physical address and I can see them. If you've got that same opportunity, that same blessing, take it, because you don't know if you're going to have it tomorrow. You'll live to regret it if you don't at least pick up the phone and make that connection this Mother's Day, if God's given you that opportunity. You may recall a few short years ago when your mother stayed up all night with you to care for you when you were sick. Honor her by doing likewise. Simon Peter did not delay in calling Jesus to come to her aid. They told him about her at once, it says in our text. Now she needed a physician, and only the best physician would do for mom. If your mother falls ill and she's in the hospital and she's in Landmark, you don't go in there and you say, don't worry about it. If it's cheaper, let the interns take care of her. No. You say, Doc, this is my mother, and I love my mother, and you'd better make sure that the best doctors in this hospital are taking care of her procedure. Simon Peter went and got the great physician. how blessed he was that Jesus was walking the earth in flesh at that time. So, friends, if mother falls ill, certainly be sure that she has the best earthly doctors. God works through modern medicine to heal. God also works through prayer. So by all means, do the practical earthly thing and get the best doctors on the job. But also do the practical spiritual thing and get the doctor of the soul on the case. Jesus Christ. Do what Peter did. Tell the Lord about your mom at once and in your regular prayer times. Does she need salvation? Is your mother not sure if she were to die today that she's going to heaven? Are you not sure of this thing? Then tell her about Jesus Christ and the hope which he so graciously offers to all who call upon him in faith. If she doesn't know the answer to the question that maybe she's asked and maybe she hasn't, what must I do to be saved? Tell her what Paul and Silas told the Philippian jailer years ago. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou wilt be saved. Does she struggle with physical or emotional pain? Well, ask the Lord to give her peace and comfort. Do you miss your mother or your grandmother? You can't go see her today. At least not in a physical place on this earth. And you miss her. You've been grieving, perhaps, for a year, a decade, perhaps more than that. Here's what you can do. You can tell Jesus about her. You can pray to the Lord. Meditate upon those times. Thank him for mom, for grandma, for the blessing that she was in your life. Thank him for the gift. And ask him to aid you in your grief. And he will. And he will. He'll be right there for you. For he promises never to leave us, nor to forsake us. He is truly the God of the hills in life. He's also the God in our valleys of grief. Do not forget the times that she did not delay in calling Jesus to come to your aid. It may be that you're sitting here this morning, a sinner, saved by grace because God answered the prayers of your mother. Many a wayward son or daughter has been prayed into the kingdom of God by a godly woman. For this reason, mothers, cease not to pray for your children. Maybe your child's gone astray. Maybe they're not even gonna send you a card or pick up the phone this Mother's Day. Well, that's on them. Shame on them. You can't force them to do it. But you can pray that the Lord will soften their hearts. Simon Peter's wife's mother had a heart to serve, and she served them. We see it at the end of our text in Mark chapter 1, verse 31. Most of what mothers do is done very quietly and without fanfare. I suppose that all too many of her deeds go unnoticed or unappreciated. For those of us who don't have mom with us today, so many times we didn't notice or we didn't appreciate the things that she did, her acts of love and mercy and grace. And now we look back on it and we say, wow. We say, wow, how she served me. How she didn't think of herself, but she sacrificially loved me time and time again. She could have been doing something else, but she took the time to make sure I had food in my stomach and a shirt on my back, that I was clean, that I had the best that she could bring me. She made sure for many of us that we got up in the morning when we would rather have slept in and came to the assembly and heard the word of God. And because she made sure of this thing, so it is that we're here today and that we can stand before his presence declared just and holy. All of this was affected through her actions of service. Rest assured, moms, for your Father who sees in secret shall himself reward you. Through Simon Peter's mother-in-law's service, she was glorifying the Lord by imitating the Master. For it is written of Jesus that the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. When mom serves, she's doing something Christ-like. Moms, when you serve your children, you're imitating Christ. This is the service that the Lord has called you to. And it's a blessing. So many people get upset that the Lord hasn't called them to do this thing or to do that thing. They want to have this gift like somebody else, or be doing that great thing, something that will be seen as great in the eyes of the world, like that one. But God's called them to serve their families. And there is not a more noble calling in the world, friends. Notice where it is that she served others. In her home. Jesus came to her house at the invitation, healed her immediately, and she began to serve them right where she was. Let us first minister to those in our households and then serve in our churches and communities. Let neither be undone. In generations past, women generally worked in the home, raising children, doing household work. Now, this isn't always possible today. Many circumstances come along which cause it not to be so. But remember, ladies, you're not going to find your identity in the world, in the workplace, through your career, through notoriety. You're going to find your identity through Jesus Christ and how he's going to work through how you minister to your families, to your husband, your children, your grandchildren, your mom and your dad. This is what's important. This is what's important. And she served them. I have one more thing to say to you this morning. And this is for mothers and others. This is something that each and every one of us can apply to our lives this morning. This final point also arises from our text. We find it written, "So he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up." Now we've looked at the conduct of Simon Peter and how he loved his mother and how he treated her, how he honored her. We looked at the conduct of his mother-in-law, his wife's mother, and how she was characterized by her life of service. Now let's look at the conduct of Jesus Christ. There are several people in this congregation who pray regularly and diligently. We have asked the Lord to help us this morning, that we might come out and minister to all of those who come in grace, in love, in truth, and without agenda. We have asked especially that our ministry might be to those who are feeble need this morning, to those who are struggling, whose hearts are weighed down with the burden of sorrow because Mother's Day is a bittersweet time for them. To you I say this: the Son of God was lifted up on the cross to pay sin's penalty, to give his life a ransom for many. He is risen from the dead and he has ascended into heaven. And there he stands at the ready today to come and take you by the hand and to lift you up this morning. He offers the assurance of heavenly inheritance to the one who simply trusts him in faith this morning. Maybe you walked in and you came here because somebody invited you, or you've been coming a few times and you're just checking things out a little bit. Maybe you're listening on CD or on the internet and you're just curious. Above all things, I pray that you see Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ clearly this morning, and that you trust him as the author of your salvation. Not only did he die for the sins of the world, he died for your sins. Not only did he die for sinners, he died to save you. The salvation that he offers is a personal salvation. He can minister to one, he can minister to all, and he can minister to you. The assurance of his presence and loving care awaits the tired and the downcast this morning. May the Lord bless each of you. And may these things cause you to have a greater appreciation for the God who saved you and for the gifts that he's given you. Your mothers, your mother-in-laws, your grandmothers, great-grandmothers, and any other mothers, those who may have acted in such a capacity in your life. We thank God for them. Thank you for the special place that they have in our hearts. And Lord God, may we be convicted of the need, not just to appreciate mom one day a year, but to do it the other 364 as well. May all things in the remainder of our service serve to glorify the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.